And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, William writes he's been suffering nosebleeds that just happened, and they can't figure out what's wrong with him.
Well, does he say how old he is, or is he on any medication?
No, he doesn't say that.
All right, yeah, nosebleeds are a sign that the connective tissue is starting to break down. The blood vessels in the nose are made up of very, very tiny, thin vascular connective tissue. And when you have nosebleeds like that, it could be a sign that the connective tissue is starting to break down. It happens with aging. That's one of the things that happens. And I would start to do things to build connective tissue without knowing if he's on medication, because sometimes that can do it, or how old he is, or if he's got any other health challenges. It's tough. But the first thing I would think about is building the connective tissue. You know, everything we hate about aging, George, as far as our physical bodies go, is related to deterioration of the part of the body called the connective tissue. The connective tissue, when it deteriorates, causes ruptures and hernias and wrinkles and heart disease and vascular health problems. It's just the osteoporosis, the stooped-over appearance that older folks have, are all the signs of connective tissue deterioration. If you want to do one thing, just one thing to anti-age, George, it's focus on building connective tissue. You know, I've been talking about bone broth forever, right?
Oh, you love that stuff.
I love that stuff, right? Largely because it's the best connective tissue building food you could ever enjoy. A healthy bone and joint pack, if you want to supplement, is focused on building connective tissue. Doc was so smart. Check this out. Back in the 1970s, he knew that eating organ meats and eating snouts from pigs and hooves and tails was one of the best things you could do to build cartilage, joints. And he came up with something he called the pig pack. He still has it, right? The pig pack. And the pig pack is based on the concept, the theory, that using connective tissue-rich foods is the most important nutritional strategy for building your connective tissue. And then on top of that, there's one important vitamin. And I talked earlier about how we don't appreciate vitamins when they're all around all the time. There's one important vitamin that acts like the key that turns on the ignition of the connective tissue-building machine. And you said it before. You called it earlier. Vitamin C. Vitamin C is the quintessential anti-aging vitamin. And that's one of the coolest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is in addition to being loaded with thiamine and electrolytes, it's packed with vitamin C. We think that all we need, George, is 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and that's what you get in a multivitamin. They call it the recommended daily allowance, the RDA. I call the RDA the ridiculous deficiency allowance. Right?
Who set that number, by the way?
What's that?
Who set the RDAs?
It's a bunch of scientists. They figured out that you won't get scurvy, which is a life-threatening disease, which is a fatal disease.
Which the old sailors used to get.
That's right. And it was a horrible disease. And if you have 100 milligrams of vitamin C, you don't get scurvy. See, George, our health system is there to keep us alive. Not for us to thrive, but to keep us alive, which is not a bad thing, of course. But if you want to thrive, you need way more than the RDA of all the nutrients, specifically and especially vitamin C, which is completely non-toxic. You know, I know you love baseball. I love baseball too, George. You know, in baseball, if you follow the history of baseball, there's baseball players and then there's Babe Ruth, right?
And Ty Cobb.
Well, Babe Ruth was the ultimate of the ultimate. Vitamin C is the Babe Ruth of vitamins. It is a head and shoulders.
He was out of shape, though.
Yeah, but he could hit 714 home runs.
He could hit.
And pitch.
And he was a good pitcher, too, when he pitched.
He still holds
records. Before they switched him.
He still holds records, after 100 years almost.
I got to talk baseball with you one day.
Yeah, I love baseball.
Let's take calls. They're lining up for you.
All right.
We will go to Colleen in Albany, New York. Welcome to the program. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Great to talk to you guys again.
Sure,
I was the one that called and said that Ben and Doc Wallach saved my husband's life.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a great call.
He's still doing very well.
That's great.
Thank you so much. And Ben, I love your videos every day.
Oh, my.
And your articles. I get them every day and listen to you.
Thank you.
We pride ourselves here in our family taking good care of our health, and, you know, Coast to Coast sure has been a part of that and helping us to stay healthy. We're facing what I think is two horrible crises right now. One is the chemtrails that are being put into our air by the military industrial complex that's affecting our bodies with these toxins, trying to block the sun to affect our food supply. And we get them daily here. How do we deal with that and try to stay healthy. And the other one that's coming up, going to be hearing about more and more, are these edible mRNA vaccines that are going to be put into our food supplies, like meat, vegetables, fruits. They're going to be doing it also in things like rice because it can be put in baby formula, cereals, and, of course, the milk that comes from the cows into the kids' school lunches. So, you know, it's terrifying.
Are you terrifying?
Like, I mean, how do we deal with it? You know, they said that this is going to be in most of our food within the next year or two. It's already in pork. It's been in pork since 2015, the mRNA vaccines. It's going into beef, as I said. How do we do this? They're going to put it in seeds. They're going to put it in plants. So if you try to grow your own garden, they said we either have to put up with this and eat this kind of food or starve. So I didn't know if you had heard about these two issues and what can we do.
You know, here's the thing. You got it. I call it locus of control. You control what you can control. Now, you can't control chemtrails, but you can control sugar. You can control exercise. You can control caloric intake. You can control your mind. You can control your emotions. You can control your connection to God or to spirit. There's places where we can control. And it doesn't do us any good to focus on these things that we don't have any control over, that is out of our locus of control. The reason I love supplementation so much is it's a place where we can take our health back. We can have authority over our own health by understanding how to use nutrition. We can't control chemtrails. And now, you know, I have heard about the mRNA in foods. There's mRNA actually, by the way, in natural foods, and mRNA can support health, natural mRNA. But now they want to play around with the genetics, the GMO, put essentially vaccines in foods. It is really horrific, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know that for now we can meditate, we can avoid the fast food, we can eat less calories, we can exercise, we can praise God, we can think correct thoughts, we can feel correct feelings, we can love our neighbor. There's so many places where we can activate our health and become our own health authorities. I don't believe it does us any good to focus on the negative like that.
Robert Malone, who was one of the founders of mRNA, I wonder what he would say about it.
I know, and he came up with the term mass psychosis. What do they call it? Mass psychosis? I forgot what they call it. Mass formation psychosis, where people just fall into line with the psychotic behaviors where they just believe what they're told like robots and don't critically think. Like we talked about earlier, George, we have to learn to critically think.
First-time caller, Diana in Las Vegas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was recently diagnosed with third stage chronic kidney disease.
So
I'm trying to watch the protein, but I wonder if you have any suggestions.
Oh, yeah, tons of suggestions. The most important thing, and by the way, chronic kidney disease is it's on the rise, and it is pretty. It takes a lot for us to go into kidney.
And that's not cancer, is it, Ben?
No. This chronic kidney disease is when the kidneys don't do their work and ultimately end up with, have to be on dialysis. But you don't want to get to that point. The kidneys are so amazing. We have two of them, first of all. And within the kidneys, there's so much redundancy that you can go down to like 20% kidney function before you really run into any problems. Many people have 40, 50% kidney function, and they're not, you know, they're obviously not as healthy as they should be, but it's not life-threatening because there's so much redundancy in the kidneys. Here's the number one cause for kidney disease, okay? And everybody who's dealing with even mild kidney disease or severe kidney disease, certainly, needs to treat themselves like a diabetic. The number one reason why the kidneys develop, why we develop kidney disease is because the blood vessels become clogged and burnt from sugar, literally. It's called glycation. And this chemical process destroys all blood vessels, really, but especially the tiny ones in the eyes, in the extremities, as we said earlier, and in the kidneys. And so anybody who's dealing with any stage of kidney disease, stage 1 to stage 5, should be treating themselves like a hardcore diabetic, get on the healthy healthy blood sugar pack, which is the blood sugar nutrients, go on the ketogenic diet, eat far less calories, and make sure that you're supplementing with electrolytes, with vitamin C, as well as all the nutrients in the healthy blood sugar pack. You can reverse kidney disease. Now, depending on how far it goes, how bad it is, you know, I don't know where you're at, but stage three is usually
third stage. Yeah,
stage three is usually 30 to 50% somewhere in there. You can definitely reverse kidney disease, absolutely. And the same is true about polyps and growths on the kidneys, cysts on the kidneys.
Write down this number, Diana, in case you missed anything that pharmacist Ben just said. 1-855-949-7234. And the website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Ben. What do you got?
Sure do. This one from Jason in West Covina out here in California. Ben, he would like you to address and talk about sciatica and how to fix it.
Well, a couple things about sciatica. There's a sciatica nerve, and it gets inflamed.
Runs up your back, doesn't it?
It runs up your back. Have you ever had that condition?
I have not.
It runs down your leg. It runs starts in your lower back and runs down your leg. And, George, you're a miracle. You really are a miracle. People, you know, you don't have any health issues at all.
Well, I'm lucky.
No, you're not lucky. You know what you're doing, and you've been supplementing your whole life, and you exercise every day.
Well, Mom's the one who got me on all this
stuff.
You're
living a good life.
She's going to be 94 in a week and a half.
How's she doing?
She's doing strong.
That's amazing. That's the power of nutrition right there, George, and George's mom.
Absolutely. And attitude.
There. For sciatica, you want to consider it to be an inflammatory issue, number one. The ultimate EFAs are nature's aspirin. All inflammatory conditions, and that's pretty much all health conditions, should be a cry for help, essential fatty acid help. The ultimate EFAs are a must-have. I would throw in the digestive, the ultimate enzymes. I talked earlier about how enzymes are important for inflammation. And then there's a form of body work, George, called Rolfing, which is absolutely amazing.
Sounds like a chocolate candy bar.
It's not. It's a very intense body work. I mean, they break up adhesions and scar tissues. As we age, George, we don't hold our bodies correctly. We don't walk correctly. We don't stand up. Our posture is off. All of these start to change the way the connective tissue takes shape, and you start to develop scar tissue and fibroids and hardness, and you lose flexibility, and then, of course, you start to eat sugar and have lack of nutrition. All that starts to compound it. So you got to have that scar tissue broken up, and you got to have the fibrous tissue broken up, and that's where Rolfing comes in. And then, of course, the healthy bone and joint pack could probably be very helpful for him.
Let's go next to Ethna in New Jersey. Hello, Ethna. Go ahead.
Hello, Ethna.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. I'm calling for two of my friends. They both told me last week, one of them, her husband has fourth stage anal cancer, and they're down in Florida doing treatment. And my other friend, I was interested in what you said genetically, because her father, Hungarian side, he had stomach cancer. Three of her siblings all died of different variations of cancer, one at age 38 from breast cancer. And the other from some type of stomach cancer, and another from breast cancer. But my friend, her mother is almost 94, and she's doing fine, but she's the Italian side. And my friend just found out in February, March, that she had tumors that had almost doubled in size on her liver. And I'm wondering what I could suggest or do. I was listening to what you said before, which was very helpful also.
When somebody has cancer, especially stage four, and that's when the cancer spread to spread throughout the body, your goal is to the patient's goal is to feel better every day. Every day they have to feel good. Don't worry about the cancer. Don't worry about, you know, curing the cancer, getting rid of the cancer. Focus on feeling good that day. Focus on something positive that day. And we know, by the way, that the body heals cancer all the time. You know, cancer happens to more frequently than anybody knows, but the body takes care of it. So there are mechanisms and systems in the body to take care of cancer. The cancer patient, especially, God forbid, the stage 4 cancer patient were spread, that their goal should be to feel good that day, whatever it takes. And that could be how they eat, that could be how they exercise, that could be petting a dog, that could be helping somebody in service. There's something. But that's the goal, I believe, and that will support the immune system. Of course, then, there's always nutrition that is important, and cancer, as we know today, is a metabolic disease. It's not, I said this earlier, I'll say it again, it's not like something causes cancer. That is a myth and a disempowering one at that. It is a sign of a body that whose metabolism has been thrown off by toxicity, by a lack of oxygen, and by a lack of good nutrition on top of mental and emotional and spiritual issues, which are always involved in these kinds of health challenges. So cancer needs to be regarded as something that we can control from the inside out, and we have to start to take our power back over how these things show up in our body. Cancer is a metabolic issue. It's not caused by things unless there's something disturbed in the metabolism or dysregulated in the metabolism of the body.
With pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, tell me about your little radio show you've got going.
My little radio show, compared to yours, it's pretty tiny. I do it, I have two shows, actually. I have a show where I talk all about health and nutrition. It's called The Bright Side. It's on GCN. I called it The Bright Side because I wanted people to understand that there's good news, the gospel of nutrition, the good news that we can take our health authority back. We talk about skin, we talk about nutrition and supplementation. And then I have a skincare show for estheticians. You know what estheticians are, you know, people who work with skin, help people who have skin problems or beautify the skin. And that's for estheticians, but anybody can listen to it. And guess what that's called, George?
What's that?
The Rogue Pharmacist.
I like that.
I know. They named it. I didn't name it. So I don't think I would have gone that far. But
anyway. Let's go to Jeremy in North Dakota. You may hear an interesting story here, Ben. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hello, Ben. I want to know, am I a record severe traumatic brain survivor? Because it's been 19 years, 5 months, and 9 days since my tragic event.
He counts them day by day, Ben.
I didn't quite understand.
He was in a coma for 2.5 months.
I remember. I think we talked before. So he woke up out of a coma after 19 years?
2.5 months.
Oh, 2.5 months.
19 years was the accident.
I see. So 2.5 months he was in a coma. I would love to talk to him. Have you talked to Jeremy about the coma?
Yeah, he calls all the time.
Jeremy, did you have do you remember what you experienced in the coma?
I had a dream in my coma. At the end of my coma, I was walking up a mountain pathway with my wife at the time, now ex-wife, and we were nearing the top of the mountain, and a bunch of boulders started falling from the mountain.
Oh, wow.
And I found a crevice to tuck her into, away from the boulders, and right after I got her inside, a boulder hit me in the head and knocked me off the cliff.
They said he wouldn't make it, but he's still here. He's in his 40s, and he's still doing his thing. He's got a birthday coming up and everything else.
Congratulations, Jeremy. That's a great story.
How do people get a hold of you through the criticalhealthnews.com website, Ben?
They can go to health@criticalhealthnews.com, and we love emails, by the way. Everybody out there should know. You know, some people don't like talking on the phone. We love emails, and we answer all the emails. health@criticalhealthnews.com, and if they want to talk to me specifically, just mention in the note that you want to talk to me, and we'll figure out a way to talk to folks. I love talking to folks.
Yes,
that's
you
my favorite
do.
Thing
so do you and Doc are the best.
Yeah, Doc loves talking to folks as well. You know, we do Zoom calls also, I should tell you. We do lots of Zoom calls.
Oh, yeah, and he does that Zoom Friday thing.
Yes, he does Zooms every Friday. I Zoom 3 or 4 times a month. Longevity is all about helping people understand nutrition.
They want people around, Ben. We're going to come back. We want you around for another half when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, what has been, in your career, the most satisfying thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. You know, I'm in the skin business, and when you put somebody on a program, especially using things they had no idea were causing their skin problems, and their acne goes away, or their eczema, or their psoriasis goes away, it's unbelievable. Their entire demeanor changes, and you wouldn't think their whole psychology changes, and you wouldn't think a skin problem would be as severe as a heart disease or cancer, but from a psychological perspective, how we look and how we appear plays such an important role in our psychological well-being. And I've done this many, many times, using things like the ultimate EFAs and digestive strategies. And there's so many skin problems that are the end result of lifestyle issues. If we really understood how to manipulate our bodies, how to work with our bodies, we would never have eczema or psoriasis or even dry skin. Again, all of these conditions that appear to be dermatological in nature are really, for the most part, lifestyle and involve nutrition and the digestive system.
Final calls just ahead with Ben Fuchs. Let's go to Melissa in South Carolina, east of the Rockies. Hello there, Melissa.
Hello, thank you.
Sure.
I first heard you talking about melanomas,
yeah.
And I know someone, and probably many people are in this realm, and most people are in this realm. I know someone who died of a melanoma, and he was diagnosed with skin cancer, but it was really from radiation when he was young and receiving acne treatments and that kind of thing, and we were all subjected to radiation. I'm 70. George, you're 72. If I'm 70, you're 72. That was common when we were growing up, and then I got squamous cell carcinoma when I was in my mid-40s because a dermatologist injected cortisone into my skinny face, my skinny young face, and so it killed the dermis and my blood supply and the fat supply and the nerve supply. So I ended up with squamous cell in my face, and I'm still fighting it. And you might be able to help me, Ben. Yeah. Seriously, you might be able to use me to teach other people how to control of that.
Yeah, you're right. Because
while those
things that you mentioned, the injections, the cortisol injections and such, they put a stress, a burden on the system. Cancer is when the metabolism is dysregulated. It's overwhelmed. And there are toxins that can overwhelm the metabolism. But that doesn't mean that we can't do things that stabilize and strengthen the metabolism. And that's what you want to be focusing on. One of the most important things is obviously nutrition. Vitamin C, for example, critical. The mineral zinc, selenium, the ultimate selenium, that's one of its claim to fame, is it supports the body's natural anti-cancer fighter, which is something called glutathione, the ultimate selenium, that is. Helps you build glutathione. The Fit Shake helps you make glutathione. Reducing your sugar intake, reducing the stresses on the body. This is how we want to look at health. We want to reduce the stressors on the body and make sure it has the raw materials to do its work. Raw materials come in through food and through the longevity nutritional supplements, and reducing the stressors means laying off of sugar, reducing your calories, making sure that you're taking days off from food. We know that caloric restriction and intermittent fasting are one of the most powerful anti-cancer and anti-aging strategies that we can employ, and we can all do those things. This, again, it comes down to locus of control. It comes down to where we have control. Yes, these are terrible things that happened to you, and my heart goes out to you, but there's still power that you have, and that's what you want to focus on. And this should be a message of inspiration for everybody who's suffering. Everybody who's less healthy than they want to be, or God forbid, who's in pain or has a horrible disease. There's so many places where we can work to make ourselves healthy one day at a time. It starts with a nutritional supplementation. You can work into your mental and your emotional natures, exercise, water, praising God, being grateful, activating the parasympathetic nervous system through peace of mind and meditation and gratitude. There's so many places we can work, and that's what we want to focus on.
Ben, do you believe that every remedy to cure any ill or take care of any ill is on this planet?
You know what? It would appear that way, George.
It's very strange, but you're right.
It's like, you know, have you heard of this guy Robert Lanza?
Yeah.
He has this idea that we created the universe for us. And they consider him to be like an Albert Einstein type. He's not a wacko. He's a hardcore physicist.
Well, until somebody can prove to me how the universe started,
anything's possible. Isn't that amazing, this universe that we live in, George? I mean, come on.
It is so complex.
And so regulated and organized.
Organized. Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
I mean, what are the odds of you being born with two eyes so you can see?
Organized.
Ears to hear, mouth to speak. I mean, who would think of that?
It's called embryogenesis, and it is the most incredible of all the sciences. How from one cell, from a sperm cell and an egg cell meeting each other, how this complex 100 trillion cell system organizes itself, the eyes and the senses and the brain. George, we should be on our knees in slack-jawed amazement, praising whatever God there is that you want to praise for the fact that we're even in a body, that a body exists. It's the most.
I was going to say, maybe it is just God. You know
that?
Maybe it is just God.
Well, you know, I'm a believer.
Let's go to Elizabeth in San Diego, west of the Rockies. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello there, George. Thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, great.
Long-time listener.
Good to have you aboard.
Ben.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. On a certain news agency, not that it's been broadcast regularly or widely, the government Have they not come out with a new food pyramid? And I looked at it, and it is shocking. It is, as I was waiting to come on air this evening, you are making clear reference to avoiding sugar, avoiding sugar.
Yeah.
And this new food pyramid is freaky.
Oh, no.
Could you please comment to that, please?
Yeah. You don't want to go by the food pyramid. The lobbying and the politics that goes into determining what they tell you you're supposed to eat and the economic interests and financial interests are in complete 180-degree opposite from what your body needs. The food pyramid is not there, and I'm not saying this in a bad way.
Explain what that is, too.
The food pyramid is, and they change it periodically, it's a way of eating that, according to the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard Public Harvard puts it out, Harvard School of Public Health, says you're supposed to, how you're supposed to eat. And it's shaped like a pyramid where the most important things are in the bottom and the least, the ones you want to use sparingly, are in the top. So in this, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't seen the new food pyramid, but my understanding of it is the bottom is exercise. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bottom of it is exercise, and the top of it is meat and sugars at the top. Now, here's where it gets problematic. That doesn't sound so bad, but here's where it becomes problematic. Right above exercise, you've got grains, and you've got canola oil, and you've got processed GMO-rich oils. You've got margarine, and that's on the second. That's on the right above the exercise. And then on top of that, you've got the fish and the poultry and the eggs, and the very tippy-tippy top, you've got red meat and butter. These are all misunderstandings. Butter is a power food. Red meat is a power food if you do it correctly. They also have salt at the very top, and salt is one of the most important anti-stress substances you could ever put in your body. George, check this out. If you ever feel stressed out, and everybody listening, if you ever feel stressed out, put a little salt in water and sip on it. You won't believe how your stress will melt away.
Really?
As you're drinking the salt water. The salt water is very important for the adrenal glands, your stress glands. And when you're under stress and under duress, you're burning through salt.
Why do they say not to drink ocean water when you're stuck out in the ocean?
Yeah, straight ocean water has lots of electrolytes. It'll suck the water out of you. Salt sucks out water. So this is one of the reasons they tell you not to do salt. And by the way, salt is a chemical term. When they say salt, they're talking sodium chloride.
The human body needs salt.
It needs all the salts. All the salts are what we call the minerals. This is what Dr. Wallach's always talking about. Salts are the minerals. And so when we say salt, and the doctor says salt, and low salt this, and low salt that, they're talking about sodium and chloride. This is just one kind of salt. There's many other salts. But the fact is, you need chloride. It's a very, very important electrolyte. You actually need sodium. It's a very important electrolyte. But if you have high blood pressure, here's where it becomes problematic, they say. If you have high blood pressure, salt sucks up water. And it will suck up water and expand your blood volume, increasing the pressure and putting a stress. This is the thinking, putting stresses on the small blood vessels, like in the kidneys and on the heart. But that's not true. Salt is a way that the body copes with life. You know, the word salary comes from salt. Salt was considered to be, you know, one of the greatest things you could ever have in your life up until the Middle Ages. The Salt City, you know, Syracuse is the Salt City. Salt was deified. Salt was considered to be so powerful as a medicine and as a healing substance that people were paid their salary in salt.
All right. We have texts and tweets. What do you have for Ben, Tom?
Ben, one of our listeners, Barry, in Rock Hill, South Carolina, he heard you talking about neuropathy and using B1, but he wants to know if there's anything else he can do. He's almost 80, both feet, and can't hardly stand.
Healthy blood sugar pack, low sugar, ketogenic diet. I mean, praise God, he's 80, you know, and he's been doing this. His body's been breaking down for a long time. So you got to go.
But still.
There's lots you could do, lots you could do. Yes, the thiamine is a very, very important vitamin, as we talked about earlier, for peripheral neuropathies, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And you know what? What happens then, Tom, can we get his address?
No, it's an email. Unless he's going to call him back with his phone.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to say, just get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then also the Ultimate EFA.
He's listening.
Inflammatory. And treat yourself. I've said this before. I know I've said it a bunch of times already tonight. Treat yourself like a diabetic, even if you're not one. It'll add years to your life, it'll reduce inflammation, and it will be one of the easiest and most powerful ways that you can improve your health quickly. treat yourself like a diabetic. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack, go ketogenic diet, caloric restriction. Everything a diabetic should do, we should all be doing.
Let's get as many calls in as we can before we're done. Juan in Linwood, California is with us. Hey, Juan, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, good evening, George and Pharmacist Ben.
Hi.
First time caller here.
Awesome.
About a month ago, I had severe lightheadedness and what seemed to be like a very stuffy right here. I went to my primary care doctor. He suggested it was probably vertigo. So after 3 weeks of taking antibiotics, it's come down already, but it's left me with severe anxiety and really weird whereabouts of panic attacks.
Yeah, does it happen when you bend? Do you notice when you bend down and stand up that you feel weird?
Or well, I've noticed it more like if I go, like for example, like a grocery store and there's artificial light. I'm really light sensitive.
Yeah,
and that will trigger it.
That's interesting.
When you stand up out of a seated position, or get out of bed, or bend down and stand up, do you notice anything?
Well, definitely, if I'm moving around, if I look down, yes.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds like your body's not adjusting to blood pressure changes. You know, when you move around your body, you move your head, there's all kinds of compensatory mechanisms.
It's not a heart issue, is it, Ben?
I would say it's an adrenal gland issue. And it's not uncommon. There's a condition called POTS. Have you ever heard of this? POTS,
P-O-T-S. POTS, I have not.
POTS is Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. It basically means your adrenal glands are stressed out. If you drink too much coffee sometimes, when you bend down and stand up, you'll feel a little dizzy. Or if you get out of a seated position, and this is a sign of adrenal duress. The adrenal glands are your body's stress glands. So I'd be focusing on adrenal health if I were you, and there's lots of ways to do that. First of all, believe it or not, one of the most important things for the adrenal glands is to keep your blood sugar stable. So everything we talked about with blood sugar is going to be very important. Also, breathing is very important for helping regulate changes in blood pressure. So before you stand up or even practice, just once or twice a day, practice something called Wim Hof breathing. Under conditions of hypoxia, low blood oxygen, our blood pressure starts to become wonky, and that can cause lightheadedness, that can cause dizziness, that can cause changes in this postural issue where you change positions and you end up with tachycardia, fast-beating heart, which can also be associated with anxiety. So try practicing slow, deep breathing as well and then treating yourself as a diabetic. Also, there's an incredibly underappreciated vitamin for the adrenal glands that you never hear about, and that's vitamin B5, which is in the de-stress from longevity, pantothenic acid, vitamin B5. I used to use, and I still do, use vitamin B5 for treating acne because it turns out that oily skin, for people who have oily skin out there, that's another sign of adrenal duress.
Interesting take. Ben, as we wrap things up, how do people email you through the website?
Yeah, send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com. We love emails, absolutely. We answer them all, and we've got a whole team of folks that are willing to help.
Ben, since you've been doing this, which is how many years now for us?
Doing for you guys? For Coast to Coast? Oh, my goodness, George. I bet it's 9 years or so.
That long already.
Can you imagine this?
It's amazing how time just keeps clicking by.
Memento mori. That's what the Stoics say. I believe it was the Stoics say. Memento mori. Keep in mind that life goes by quick. Appreciate every moment. And if your body is not feeling as good as it should, it's hard to appreciate it. There's so many ways that you can get healthy. We've got to appreciate our bodies. We've got to appreciate the life that we're living.
Indeed. Ben, thanks. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you, George.
In 3 weeks, Doc Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about awakening your psychic ability. We'll also talk about psychic vampires, those people that just come and lurch onto you and drain your energy. All that and much more just ahead on Coast to Coast AM. We will be right back.